The Bible says in Psalm 34 and verse number 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Many years ago, whenever I was in my teens, I remember attending a meeting in the Christian Workers Union, and the preacher was Chuck Ebron. He was from the United States of America, huge big man, about 6'7" or 6'8" maybe tall. And during the course of his address, he mentioned that he really enjoyed eating things called Twinkies. Now, I had heard of Twinkies from television and some of the shows that I used to watch as a child and different things. You heard that this was a real treat in America, Twinkies. So after the meeting was over and we were talking, I said to him, "Can you describe to me what a Twinkie is?" And he just made it sound so good. He says it's a sponge finger, vanilla flavour, about 4 or 5 inches long, and there are 3 holes in the bottom, and it's injected full of cream. And just as he was describing it, sounded really, really good. So a few years after that, I was in America with my dad, and I made it an effort to go out and find these things called Twinkies. Yeah, and they're really nice. They are very sweet, and probably not all that good for you, but taste really good. I was in Home Bargains this morning, which is a shop not far from where we live, and lo and behold, came across some Twinkies. I've seen them in a shop in Belfast, an American candy shop, and they're about £10 for a box. But if you go to Home Bargains, if they have them, I bought 2 cases. They're only about £2.20 or something like that, and there's 10 Twinkies individually wrapped in each case. So I've had a few already, and they're really, really nice. It's the type of thing you'll not come across that often, and it's hard to describe just what they taste like. You have to taste them for yourself. No point me trying to describe to you what Twinkies are like. You need to taste them for yourself. And that's what the psalmist said here. David said, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." I could sit here today and try to describe to you who God is, that he's infinite, eternal, unchangeable, in his wisdom, being, holiness, justice, goodness and truth. I could try to tell you who Jesus Christ is, that he's the Son of God, manifest in the flesh, eternally begotten but not created, the God-man, altogether lovely, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, higher than the heavens. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. Yea, he is altogether lovely. And I could try to talk to you about his love, his grace, his mercy, his kindness, the fact that he's long-suffering and he's patient and he's good all of the time. I could try to explain to you the wonders of the cross, that the Son of God, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I could try to explain to you about what it's like to have your sins forgiven and to have an assurance of heaven in your heart. I could try to explain to you what it's like to have answers to prayer, explicit, specific answers to prayer. I could try to explain to you what it's like to read your Bible and to know that whenever you're praying about something and whenever there's a need in your heart, that God really speaks to you in a wonderful way through his word. But there's no substitute for the experience of knowing God for yourself. Jesus Christ prayed in John 17, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Paul expressed his heart's desire in Philippians 3:10, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Writing to Timothy, he said, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." David could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." And because David knew the Lord personally and loved the Lord and knew the Lord's love and enjoyed the Lord, he encourages others to taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody once said, an old Scottish lady, it's a well-worn quote by now, it's better felt than telt. Make sure you know the Lord for yourself, that you taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. Receive Christ for yourself. Walk with God for yourself. And it's such a wonderful thing. I could talk to you about the Lord, encourage you to come to Him, but it's so important that you taste and see for yourself. Just like the Twinkies. I could explain to you what they're like. Would you see? Lovely. Nice and moist and soft and light and full of cream, if I can get it opened here. Hostess Twinkies. Lovely. But you need to taste them for yourself that they're really good. And you need to taste and see that the Lord is good. God bless you. Go and enjoy these. I'll see you next time. Okay.